1-1.
This is the 311 Radio Show, where we learn all about the work of the Barbados Fire Service, focusing towards a safer Barbados.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 Radio Show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. Thank you so much for staying with us, sticking with us, as you do every single Sunday right here religiously. And as usual, we want to thank the Barbados Fire Service for being a part, sharing with us their wisdom and their knowledge and their expertise every Sunday as well. Today we have a few guests. We have Fire and Life Safety Manager Mervyn Mayers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Good afternoon. Station Officer Acting Tramel Perch.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Research and Planning Officer Andrew Taylor.
Good afternoon.
And, of course, Fire and Life Safety Officer, our very own, I should say, Natasha Ford.
Hi, good afternoon.
Well, it's good to have a lovely panel with us for the 311 Radio Show this week. And we're going to be discussing burning, yes?
Yes, we are. We have a whole set of things to talk about today.
Yes.
We're going to be talking in terms of statistics. Call persons also always want to know what these numbers are like. We have been getting some questions, quite a bit of questions pertaining to these burn permits. I'm so glad and to see that persons are eager to get on board and to be, you know, up to date with policy. They don't want to be lawbreakers.
Yes,
so
yes.
Kudos to those persons out there who are trying to make way and make strides to do the correct thing.
Yes.
But before we dive into that, let me first apologize to our listeners for last week, our absence. I know persons don't like the repeat shows, but unfortunately, I could not get back from Africa in time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Really?
So, you know, the week before, we did our travels. Where was it? The Bahamas or something like that. So, last week, it was the it was Africa, and it was kind of difficult getting the flight back here. But
okay.
I would say to you, I would say to you, though, however, that the Victoria Falls were absolutely gorgeous. And that is the border between Zambia and Zimbabwe. Gorgeous.
Wait, you mean you dreamt all of that? Wow, that's a lovely dream.
Listen, I tell you what, you can't take away my imagination. So, when you get a chance, you can even visit the Table Mountain of the Cape of Good Hope.
Wow.
See? Quite positive places. All right, so let's roll.
Yes, all right. So why is it that at this time, is it that people are doing spring cleaning and they're clearing things out, why they would require more burn permits at this time?
Well, as you know, because persons are still operating within the confines of the curfew,
right,
they're working on skeleton staff and business places and such. Persons, yes, would be taking this time to do some cleaning, but I'm not going to take away the show from Mr. Mayers. I'll let him get into all of that. Today is my relaxed day.
Oh, dear. All right.
Thank you.
Yes, Officer Mayers.
In relation to the burn permit, it's not only for spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
The Fire Service has a no-burn policy. And over the years, they have a lot of persons continue to burn within the various neighborhoods. And there are a lot of persons out there with health problems. So we're trying in our best to curb that in whatever way we could. So we came up with the burn policy with an aim to prohibit the burning within various districts and vicinities.
Mm. All right. So is it that you find particular areas, people from particular areas are requesting this permit, or is it an island-wide thing?
It's an island-wide thing, and we are imploring you to make application for this permit that you want to use to burn any garbage or anything like that.
Okay.
We would prefer if you can compost your garbage or get the sanitation service authority to pick it up. Failing to do that and you have to burn, you need to get a burn permit. Sorry.
Right. Well, do you find that, I mean, I don't know if we're going to move on yet to Officer Taylor with the statistics, But in terms of burning and permits at this time, is it that, you know, you're finding more people requesting permits now than in former years?
Yes, yes. We have a few already that requested permits.
Okay.
So it's taking off very well.
But
right.
To answer that, saying that this is a relatively new initiative, before we would not have been doing the burn permit, we would have been doing something called controlled burning, where persons would have applied to the Barbados Fire Service, and as if it was the case of a derelict house or open space where they probably have rodents or something, they would ask us to come in and do controlled burning, where the truck stands by with the officers, and they would be the ones doing the burning. But with the burn permit, it's not just a case that you go and you just say you have a permit. There is a process that mirrors with allude to now that you have to go through before this permit is issued.
Okay. Officer Mayor?
The process is that you make an application to the Barbados Fire Service to get a burn permit. The application can be found on the Fire Service website. Mm-hmm. Where you go and you fill it out. It comes to the fire and safety officer for permission to burn or for approval. And before you get approval, one of our officers, senior officers, has to go and visit the area and check it out, make sure that whatever you're asking for can be done, and give approval at that time on the scene. You can also give disapproval on the scene also. In the meantime, though, in terms of payment, you can only pay when we approve it. If you don't approve it, that means you can't burn. So you don't need to pay.
Right, right. What is the length of time you're looking at? I mean, if someone makes an application today, how long will the application take to process?
Within 10 minutes, if so much. It comes by email.
All right. And then, so the application is processed. 10 minutes, and it takes how long a time period then would you give the person to say, you know what, we're going to be going to approve or disapprove within 2 days, a week, 2 weeks? What's the length you're looking at?
Well, it also goes based on the time that the person is looking to do the burn, because the person has to tell us when they want to do this burn.
Okay,
so working
right.
In conjunction with the person, the officer would go visit the site. If it is approved, if there is an approval for it, then it can go ahead. Well, once payment is made, then you can go ahead and you can do what you're supposed to do. But failing that, it all depends on what time frame you, the individual that you're looking at. And again, let me say, because it is a new initiative, it also depends on the amount of requests that we also may receive.
I want to make it clear, though, that burning is last resort. If you can compost your garbage or whatever you have, or you can reuse or recycle whatever you have, we would gladly appreciate that. But burning is the last resort.
Right.
Most definitely.
So if you go and you see, you know what, maybe it's things that would be better compost, would you make that recommendation as well, or is it just to go and approve or disapprove?
Yeah, we make those recommendations that you compost your materials or reuse them whatever possible before we come to burning.
Try to find alternative means.
Right.
As I said earlier, we're trying to prohibit burning altogether in terms of persons that are being affected by the smoke within the area that is being burnt.
Right.
So that's why we're trying to prohibit that.
Okay. And where do people make payment?
Right. So it's in also in terms of some of these calls that we have been receiving, persons asking, so if I want to roast a bright fruit, if I want to just have a barbecue at home with my family, do we need to have a burn permit? And the answer to that is no. The burn permits are not for domestic residential, residential cooking, heating of food, campfires, or heating and cooking purposes. Fires for the destruction of carcass, dead animals. So where we're talking now, we're talking conditions, again, where it relates to persons as I said, there are less structures. You say, oh, a house for the property, and because you don't want the guys for the block lining inside it no more, you decide you can burn it.
Okay.
That is a no-no. You definitely would have to apply for a permit for cases like that.
Okay.
The same thing with the domestic industrial rubbish, grassland for the purposes. You know, we decide we're not going to borrow weed whacker to cut down the grass. The easiest thing to do is just to light it. Well, that is the case. You would have to apply for a permit in those cases.
Okay. That's good information. You just mentioned the carcass of a dead animal.
Mm-hmm.
Not be needed for that.
No, but again, I would think that this is within reason. Because
yes.
If you got a big cow out there, so a 900-pound heifer burning for the whole day, you can't afford to affect other persons. Again, it is about taking persons' health considerations into consideration. Persons out there have respiratory ailments.
So, of course, if they're not sure, the best thing to do is to call the fire service because...
Correct.
Especially given that it's a new initiative. And how new is it?
It started from 1st of last month.
April.
First of April. Okay. Given that it's a new initiative, persons may not necessarily know about it. Some may be hearing about it now for the first time. So we're definitely going to say, if you're not sure... call the Barbados Fire Service. Not 311, but the Barbados Fire Service, yes?
Yes, especially Fire Prevention Code Enforcement Unit.
535-7829.
Repeat that one more time, please.
535-7829.
535-7829. Wonderful. So make sure if you're going to burn anything, if you have anything intended to burn, although the preference is to compost or have the Sanitation Service Authority collect, you'd have to call the Barbados Fire Service, 535-7829, to make sure that you are within the stipulations, right?
Now,
go ahead.
The permit is not for a year. If you live within the neighborhood and you want to burn garbage every day, you need to apply for a permit every day.
So the permit is not for a one-off?
A yearly permit, is for commercial purposes. But if you know that, there are some persons who want to burn every week within the neighborhood. Everything you're going to burn, is required that you get a permit.
Right. Okay, that's interesting. So you have a year-long permit that's for commercial. Right, okay. So are there other... permits for other periods?
Yeah, the residential, no, they will have to apply on a NITA basis and our NITA. We call it NITA, NITAs, Mr. Research Planner Officer, as needed basis.
Yes.
Imagine
okay.
If he's struggling and he's skinning him out. Good thing this isn't television. Right.
Okay. All right, so on a NITA basis, as needed, the residents would apply for the burn permit. And that would definitely be a one-off permit,
correct.
Not an ongoing situation.
No.
Okay. All right. So where can people, is this information available otherwise? Is it available on your website, for instance?
Not yet. We're working towards.
Not yet. Okay. All right. So listen out. Continue to stay tuned to VOB 92.9. To the 311 radio show, and I'm sure we'll hear more about the burn permit, especially given that it's a new concept, and people definitely need to be aware of it. And it's good that the fire service would have this enacted because it is necessary. You know, we've talked about indiscriminate burning so often in the 311 radio show, and yet there are still persons who burn indiscriminately, and so we're hoping that this would alleviate that problem.
You're listening to the 311 Radio Show.
Protecting life and property. Call 311. Promoting fire safety. Call 311. Enforcing safety standards. Call 311. Even rescuing animals. Call 311. Jaws of life and accidents. Men and women of resilience. Teaching boat extinguishers. Rescue and life savers. Call 311.
When there is a crisis, you can depend on the Barbados Fire Service. 311.
You're listening to the 311 Radio Show.
Officer Taylor.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Yes, you have some statistics to offer to us at this time.
Yes. So firstly, I want to thank the Barbadian public for listening and following the fire safety advice that we put out basically every Sunday on the show, and also every day of the week basically from officers who go to different establishments, schools, well, obviously not knowing this COVID-19 environment, but in the past, and for people just to, that they're actually listening to us, because they can report that fires are actually down.
Good.
From January 1st to May. So last year, we would have recorded approximately 1,060 fires for this same period, January 1st to the month of May. And this year, for the same period, we've only recorded 886.
Oh, that's good.
So fires are definitely down, not as low as we would like them, but in this business, we take every bit that we can get. The only category so far that has shown an increase from last year were the rubbish fires. Because in 2019, we recorded 198 rubbish fires for the period. But this year, we recorded 235. So you see a significant increase there in rubbish fires. And that, I believe, will be due to more people being at home from work. And, you know, they decide that they want to clean up, keep things clean around the house and everything like that. So they just decide to keep on burning the rubbish. So for sure, we want persons to be reminded that you should not be burning rubbish in your backyard, out front of your house, anywhere, because we've also been experiencing some pretty high winds recently.
Yeah.
And these rubbish fires can easily spread to nearby homes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have had situations in the past where rubbish fires have actually gone on to cause residential fires.
Yeah.
But I say it's good to report that we are also down in the same residential fires. So we recorded 26 so far for the year. And this is in comparison to 31 for the same time last year. But as I always say, one house fire in Barbados is one too many, because we are only 106 square miles. So for us to even have recorded 26 house fires already for the year is worrisome. And I can report that the majority of these fires occur in the parish of St. Michael. So all those 26, at least 16 of them have occurred in St. Michael. And normally with the fires that we get in the St. Michael area, because of the close proximity of the houses, those fires normally go on to damage other two or three other adjoining homes. So we just want people to be vigilant, to be extra careful, know that we have more people at home, because the likelihood of something happening increases when you have more people in one area.
Yeah.
So we are happy that the numbers are down. And once again, I want to thank the Barbadian public for listening to us, and not just listening, but actually putting the knowledge into action.
Wonderful. I also want to congratulate the Barbados Fire Service on putting all the information. I know it's not easy to be having to emphasize and reiterate and repeat, but you see the work coming to fruition when you see less numbers in residential fires, etc. So we want to lift our hats off to you as well and continue to encourage the Barbadian public to take note of these things. And, of course, we just learned about the burn permit, to get those burn permits in as needed, yeah, and to continue on that path.
So following on from the stats that I was just giving you, I would now invite Station Officer Perch to basically follow up from those stats and just give some basic advice to people out there, because, you know, I said more people are at home, so he's basically going to give you some tips on how to behave fire smart during this COVID-19 period.
Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm just going to remind you that there are three main ways that fires do occur. They'll be naturally, deliberately, and accidentally. And as for prevention dictates, we will look at preventing that accident from occurring. So we're going to look at reducing the risk. And that means they do put the measures in place to reduce the risk of the fire at your location. And remember, we're looking at it in the context of the COVID-19, where more people are close together. People are staying at home more. They're working from at home. There are some businesses that are still closed. They have businesses that have reopened. And therefore, we're going to look at it in that context. So we want to reduce the risk in those areas. We want to find out if your fire protection systems are still working adequately. They do check them at that time. And this is for the business owners. And is the alarm systems, are they functioning? Do you have contingency plans in place for any new emerging fire risks or threats at your location? And did you still look out for the vulnerable in our society or at your workplace? So that is the kind of areas that we want people to take a holistic approach to. Because if we look at those who are working at home, you have children at home who would be using computers and they may not want to plug out their chargers. And we insist that they do so to stop that fire from occurring. And then on other instances, you have persons who sometimes do the wrong order of lighting the stove. They actually turn on the gas first and then light the match. When it should be the other way around, you strike the match first and then you turn on the gas. And then for some businesses that are still closed, when last did the owner check to make sure the businesses, their fire alarms were functioning? Because remember, a building doesn't have to be occupied in order for a fire to take place. But importantly, what you want to do is to make sure that all those businesses that are still closed, it does not affect the means of escape from persons for the businesses that are open. And then finally, looking at the businesses that have reopened, have your storage patterns changed? Have there been modifications to your working area? Have the persons who are working now, can they use the extinguisher? Do they know how to evacuate in terms of a fire? All these questions we want people to just be mindful of, and you can always call the fire service for any further information.
Very interesting of the perch, because you're talking and I am thinking of those businesses that will reopen, unfortunately, with less employees. Maybe job descriptions have to double up for one person because, you don't have three or four people in the establishment. No, you have one or two. And these are definitely safety precautions that we have to check. And how about encouraging people to make a list, therefore, of measures that they need to ensure are in place when they reopen for business?
Yes, that would be a very good thing for them to do. But as I said, they can always call the fire service to get any further information. But we think we'll be working on something in the near future so we can assist as well as we can.
Okay, sounds good. And hopefully fire certificates would have been renewed, but right now, fire certificates, even as it relates to those certificates, would they be able to renew them right now, or is there anything in place for that?
Well, we're actually in the process of trying to get that part of our business restarted so that we can help people become more compliant and making them safer in the society.
But as it stands, they have the electronic. One of the things, again, the Barbados Fire Service, we're not just sitting out here pushing paper. Persons have the foresight to get things started and on board. And in this age where we're talking about going paperless, we have these electronic forms. So those persons who have access to computers and who want to start the process of having their inspection forms sent in so that we can get the process going, they can go online, fill out the inspection form, and it is there. We download it, we look at it, assign an officer, and all of that is done.
And we've also started to make a list of all of the overdue inspections. Mm-hmm. And we will be actually compiling those lists, prioritizing the really important businesses, especially those ones that have reopened, and we will be sending officers back out into the field basically as soon as possible to start to do those inspections.
Okay, sounding good. Thank you very much for that relevant information. All right, is there anything else that you'd like for people to know about the burn permit or about the burn permit, sorry, not burn permit. The permit is not burned. The burn permit.
Before I give way to Mr. Mears, one of the things that we've had persons complaining about, and I'm going to ask persons who are hearing my voice at this point in time to please stop and desist from doing it. At present, I don't think any burn permits have been issued. The division officer can correct me if I am wrong. The research and planning officer, please tell me if I'm wrong. But persons are complaining that neighbors are burning, or persons within their district are burning. When they go and they try to speak to them, they are saying that they have received a burn permit from the Barbados Fire Service. So let me take this time here right now to clarify and to say, in the presence of these officers, that no permits have been issued. None. Zero. Zip. Nada. How much language is that?
Seven.
Well, seven different languages I just spoke. So if the person is saying to you that they have a permit from the Barbados Fire Service, that is false. If it's annoyance to you or nuisance to you, then go ahead and call the Royal Barbados Police Force.
All right. Huh? Well, we have just a couple more minutes left. Officer Mayor, do you want to make an interjection?
Yeah, there's some persons who are not computer savvy. Mm-hmm. And I will ask them to write a letter to the Chief Fire Officer requesting whatever you want to do in terms of your policy or making an application for a burn permit.
Write a letter to the and to the Chief Fire Officer.
Yes, please.
Okay, all right.
Before we go, let me take this opportunity to say hi to this young lady I met in the market who's an avid listener of the show. In spite of me wearing my mask and everything, she was like, "You're Natasha." Hi to Stephanie from Rothall, St. Andrew. I'm sure she's up in her corner sitting down listening to the radio call. She made sure she showed me how she listens to the radio every week. And I have to share this with Stanka Price because she absolutely told me how much she adores and she loves him.
Stephanie,
if you're listening, kindly have a beautiful Sunday. And to Mr. Jason Collins, who's on vacation, I want you to know I'm counting down your days.
In other words,
you're enjoying it and getting plenty rest.
In other words, Officer Collins, you're missed. Thank you.
So today is also a special Sunday. Let me say happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you beautiful mothers out there who have put up with some of us troublesome children. Hope you're enjoying your day. We know you might not be able to do the restaurant thing, but hopefully somebody's pampering you and taking extremely special good care of you.
Yes, and I want to wish Natasha Ford a happy Mother's Day as well. And happy Mother's Day. All of our listening mothers, I hope you're getting to get some relaxation today and put up your foot and let everybody else do the work.
Thank you for suggesting, likewise for you.
Thank you. Oh, well, thank you very much to our panel today for the 311 Radio Show, Fire and Life Safety Manager Mervyn Mears.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Station Officer Acting Tramel Perch.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Research and Planning Officer Andrew Taylor.
It was a pleasure.
And Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford.
Thank you and continue to have a beautiful Sunday.
And I am Crystal J. Paul. Remember, you can always listen to the podcast of any of the 311 Radio Show editions on VOB929.com. Wishing you a wonderful week. God bless you.
That was the 311 Radio Show, as we heard from the Barbados Fire Service. Join us again next week right here on VOB 92.9 FM at 1:30 p.m. for the next edition of the 311 Radio Show.